It's the 1st of May in Oroville, 2012. Well, today it's clear with a 40% chance of thunder and rain. The temperature is 33 with a heat index of 41. Southerly winds 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. And tonight, a drop to 28, but the heat index remains high at 37. Happily, the winds will be 20 to 30 kilometers per hour tonight. Today is May Day, the first day of the month of May, celebrated all over India as a spring fertility festival to honor the goddess of spring. The day also commemorates International Workers' Day, which has a historical significance. It's also a day of political protest. May Day is otherwise observed as a saint's feast day, and in many countries it's a public holiday. Here in South India, it's a paid leave day for all workers. It's a national holiday in more than 80 countries, celebrated unofficially in many others. May Day is a nationwide bank and public holiday, the holiday tied to labor movements for communist and socialist political parties. In Maharashtra and Gujarat, it is officially called Maharashtra Day and Gujarat Day, respectively, since on this day in 1960, each attained statehood after the old Bombay state became divided on linguistic lines. Water. More about water. And here's the sad story of Fatehpur Sikri. In 1500, Sikriwal Rajput Rajas, last Emperor Maharana Sangam Singh, began the creation of Fatehpur Sikri to be a city of victory, capital of the Mughal Empire. Seeking to revive the splendors of the Persian court, this resulted in unique examples of architectural ensembles of very high quality construction between 1571 and 1585, with the supervision of work being conducted by the great Mughal himself. This city, which the English traveler Ralph Fitch observed in 1585, was considerably larger than London and more populous, comprised of a series of palaces, public buildings, mosques, as well as living areas for the court, the army, servants of the king, and for an entire population whose history has not been recorded. And then, suddenly, in 1585, the whole imperial complex and capital city was abandoned shortly after its completion due to a paucity of water. Today it remains as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, Diwan-i-Khas, the raw and perfectly preserved structure of an abandoned heroic dream. Water and the future of Oroville. Well, we've been warned recently by Gilles and other experts that sooner or later, and within the foreseeable future, Oroville will begin to lose all supplies of underground potable drinking water due to the intrusive contamination of seawater gradually percolating into our underground aquifers. Now, when the time comes for Oroville to become wholly dependent for its existence on desalinized water pumped from the sea, the most direct economic piping route will be along the old Oroville Access Road, known also as the Bhumipalayam Road. Any engineer will point out that to pump water up to 50 meters, Oroville's highest point, requires great effort. A booster pump along the route will be necessary to reduce the great pressure that would otherwise build up along the pipeline. Felicity Community. That happens to be the only single land abutting directly onto this road and also by chance the midpoint, which could fulfill the function of providing a relief pump station facility with a generator house. It would seem simply unwise to ignore valuable anticipatory long-term future planning options that could well provide Oroville's chance to avoid a repetition of what took place at Fatehpur Sikri. All here, where each thing seems its lonely self, are figures of the sole transcendent one. Only by him they are, his breath their life. An unseen presence molds the oblivious clay. That is an excerpt from Savitri by Sri Aurobindo. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone today, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Questions and queries may be directed to orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.